Well, I was hanging around town in the house of ill fame, shacked up with a twister, a hustling old dame, when a hop-headed pimp with his nose full of coke beat me out of the gal and left me stone broke. Well, a stranger steps up and he says, "Hey, my lad, are you any good riding horses? It's bad." Says I, "You damn straight, that's one thing I can do. I'm a second-rate pimp, but a good buckaroo. Bring on your bad horses, I never saw one could get me to guessing or bother me none." Says he, "Guess again, there's one horse that I own. You may have heard of him, he's a strawberry roan. Hell, I guess we've all heard of that ball-bearing stud. He's got epiglutic, got glanders, got crud. He's the worst bucking bronco that ever was foaled. He's never been rode in his 20 years old. And oh, that strawberry roan. And how many colts has he thrown? He's got gonorrhea, got shankers, got syph. He's strictured with clap, but his cock is still stiff. Stay off in that strawberry roan." Well, the upshot of it was I found myself hired to snap out some colts of that great studded sire. There's hop-headed critters just like their dad. Most of them roans and all of them bad. Well, with my feet in their stirrups, those bastards did fight till my ass drug my tracks away before night. With my balls and my boots and my mouth full of dung and my ears is all scratched where I got my spurs hung. Well, the boss, he steps up and says, "Gee, that's enough. Them strawberry roan colts are just too goddamn tough. I'm plumb sick and tired of seeing you take them falls. Let's rope that twin mill instead. We're going to cut out his balls." And oh, that strawberry roan. We went out to unbend his bone. We built us a chute that went in the corral. We roped his front feet and he farted and fell. We flattened that son of a bitch. Well, the boss held his head while the hog tied his legs. I took out my jackknife and went for his eggs. When I opened his bag, well, he let out a moan and he squealed like a pig when I whittled one stone. But all I could locate was one of his nuts. The other was hidden somewhere in his guts. So I took out, I rolled up my sleeve and it's swimming in blood. I dipped for the seed and the guts of that stud. Well, I thought I'd found it. I felt something pass. 'Twas only a turd on the way to his ass. Just then I heard one of them blood-curdling squalls and I looked and Roan had the boss by the balls. Well, I stomped on his head, but it wasn't no use. He was just like a bulldog. He wouldn't turn loose. So I untied his legs and he got to his feet. But the boss's voice changed and I knew he was beat. And oh, that strawberry roan, we advise you to leave him alone. He's a hop-headed critter, got only one ball, but the boss, he's much worse, ain't got no balls at all. Stay off in that strawberry roan.